Let's go.
Totally beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, and here with me, not always right next to me, but today sure is my man, JoJo.
Hiya. It feels good to be back inside the bunker with you. This is really special.
Oh my gosh, this is a very special impromptu, I should say, recording.
Tis very.
We got an itch and we had to scratch it and we were like, let's just knock this out. Say hello to our East Coast peeps. So I see some of them in the chat already. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yeah. And we, you know, we also knew we were going to be test running being back in a live space. Why subject a guest to such foibles? So, because we're sitting here with a giant hot pot of hot milk.
Right there.
And we usually do, but we usually have them separate.
It would be really funny to have a guest on and make them sit
right in the middle.
Right here.
And we're keeping it warm for you.
Wow. That would be wild. Well, this is what we've got in store today on T-Bash Live. We're going to drink peppermint hot cocoa mix. And we got a few different types. So that's what we're going to do. Before the show and prepping this, I completely overflowed the pot of milk.
That's right. You abandoned. I'm gonna touch the sides.
Whoa, is that too hot for you?
No, it's not too hot for me. Those of you watching the live stream, you could probably see the milk, the charred milk.
You can smell it.
You can smell it. Smells good in here. Everyone loves a good hot milk smell. Famously one of the great odors of our time.
Yeah, I'm glad my wife recently bought some of that Barkeep's, you know, cleaner.
Barkeeper's friend. Oh, I love it.
Gonna need that on this.
100%. Because, you know, if you leave this sitting around, this is like catnip for grandmas. It's like a hot pie on a windowsill. They're going to just start coming from all angles when they smell that hot milk coming out of your kitchen sink. So you got to want to take care of it as quickly as possible.
Speaking of taking care of it, I have quite a mess I need to clean up after this in the kitchen.
completely unrelated.
No, completely related.
Oh, okay. I was afraid you couldn't make it to the potty again.
No. But so that's what's going on today. We're going to have a lot of updates. This is what we have to figure out. We have to time this episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take care of some business first, or do you think we need to get into the cocoa first and then do business later?
Oh, cocoa.
It's hard to, you think it's not too hot?
No, I don't think it's too hot. I don't think it can be too hot. I think we want to get this on that powder as quickly as possible.
All right. So we're switching gears a little bit today. We're in person, which is delightful. And let's just get into this cocoa now.
Oh, let's do it.
And then we have some rip-roaring business to take care of later.
We do. And yeah, that's it. What's better than doing business with a nice cup of cocoa?
Peppermint cocoa.
Peppermint cocoa.
My friend.
Peppermint cocoa.
Okay. So we got three different types here. We've got the Swiss Miss peppermint. Classic.
Swiss Miss Peppermint Cocoa is my nickname for my wife in the wintertime.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
I love that. Good and Gather, which is a Target House brand. We got their peppermint hot cocoa mix. And then we've got the Ghirardelli peppermint hot cocoa mix.
Deluxe.
All of these are asking for 8 ounces of liquid, which as it is a cup. So I've got half a cup.
I've got half a cup.
So we're going to, here's the thing. Is there somewhere safe to put this that's not going to burn everything?
We can put it right here.
I have, this is metal.
How about this?
Okay. Put it there.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll let you do that.
Okay. I'll even put a little paper towel down for extra safety.
So the goodness. Paper towel can catch on fire too.
Yeah, that's right.
just the lid.
Oh, you're right. What am I?
You were gonna put the whole pot on there.
Thing.
No, this is a great pot spot.
The pot spot.
I'm gonna stir this.
Are you putting milk in first, or are you putting powder in first?
Great question. What do you normally do?
You all couldn't see the piece of milk skin that was stuck to the back of that spoon.
What do you do? Let's see what it says to do.
I feel like a plastic surgeon.
Let's empty the delicious cocoa into the mug first.
Oh, okay. We're going to put the delicious cocoa
in
first.
Okay, so we're doing this blind. Not going to be easy to pour these Ziploc baggies in.
Oh, no. This is reverse cocaine. What are we doing here?
We have A, B, and C. What do you feel like starting
well,
with?
Well, I guess let's start with A.
Okay.
And just grab a mug.
Yeah. Let's grab a mug.
A is for penguins with scarves.
A is for red mugs is what A is for.
A is for Annenberg, which it does say on your mug. That's helpful.
That is helpful.
Not for me, of course.
So be careful pouring this.
I love the smell already.
I like to keep a kind of tidy studio.
Oh, no.
Do you think we have enough milk? I think so.
I don't know. You measured it.
It was 956 mils. How many cups is that? We should maybe look that up, actually, because we might need to adjust our milk thing. And if you have a little extra, that's okay. Just keep it in here. Put it down in here. I'm going to ask Siri real quick. How many cups are in 956 milliliters? 4 cups. We're going to have to adjust a little bit.
So we need half the powder and half the milk?
Oh, do you want to adjust that much? That's probably the smartest.
Well, because we only have 4 cups and we got to do...
We have 6 cups.
I see.
We need 6 cups of milk. So we should do 3 cups of milk.
Here's what I think. I think we just put in... like a scoop and a half, so 3/4 of a cup, but don't worry about the powder in there, because that'll be the same no matter what. It's just going to be, because you know, it's like chunky at the bottom. That's okay.
We're doing like a scoop and a half of milk each time?
Scoop and a half of milk. Does that seem good?
Yeah, I like it.
And that should bring us right to the bottom. Oh my goodness. There's so many little junkers.
I'm going to do a little less than that.
Okie dokie.
I know. I'm at least going to be consistent with mine.
That's all that matters.
It smells. I got to say, I think I really dropped the ball on the milk. Powder first. Thanks, Bad Bridgely. Ooh, it does smell hot cocoa-y, though.
Okay, there's one.
Boiling the milk, nothing bad about that. It's just going to make it more sanitary, right? This isn't going to do anything to...
No, to our guts.
Our systems.
Our systems are primed for this.
This actually looks like a great consistency to me. This 3/4... This is a little T-Bash hack.
This might be. Yeah, you want to go big.
3/4 cups of milk. Should we mix all of these? Is that
the
move?
Yeah, that's the way to go. Just get 3 mugs.
We're going to get it.
And then that's easier to line up.
A is for red cups.
I want this totally lame mug. I'm reaching across for it.
So B is for graphic mug.
What a good idea to have a podcast-based mug, huh?
Yeah, we should do that.
If you say so.
B has a little bit less powder. Interesting. Mm.
One of them has I'm seeing some chunky peppermint marshmallows or something.
Quaaludes.
Sleep tight. Okay.
This is also nice that we don't have a guest sandwiched in between us, because this does look shady. The Ziploc bags.
Mm. Yes. If a fire marshal showed up right now into the studio and just saw 3 people with no shirts on putting powder into mugs.
Anyone in the chat want to see us take our shirts off? Let us know.
Because I'd be super embarrassed to do it, and probably won't.
All right,
but your interest would be noted.
This is going good, actually, the mixing. All right, I think we did make the right move. Gang, we're going to get all these together. I'm just curious if anyone in the chat, when you're grabbing your Swiss Misses, et cetera, are you grabbing peppermint? When you're getting these mixes, or say you're going camping, are you grabbing the peppermint box, or are you going more classic milk chocolate, dark chocolate, Lucky Charms marshmallow box? What are you doing? That's what I want to know.
Are you making your own?
What do you mean by that?
Like, are you starting with some chocolate or some cocoa powder, and are you adding your own sugar and stuff? And because I think there is a way to just melt chocolate into some hot milk, and you got hot chocolate.
You think, or you've done this?
I haven't done it. No.
Okay, this one, here's the one with quaaludes.
I didn't know peppermint cocoa existed until this very moment. I thought it was an original nickname. So I didn't know this was something I could purchase at the store. I thought I had to add my own schnapps to get this flavor.
Gotcha. All right, this is... Oh, so these have little... they've got to be little marshmallows, but they sure do look like Quaaludes.
Yeah. It's basically the same.
This reminds me of our days when we used to dance at Studio 54.
Oh, my gosh. It was reminding me of being in high school band. Shout out Matt Brochu, fellow clarinet player.
Shout out, Matt.
Who had the great idea to... You get a hot cocoa from the snack stand, and you also get a Milky Way, and you chop it up. And you put it into your hot chocolate and you just stir that around. And then you got some fun chunks at the bottom, but mostly it makes your hot chocolate taste like a goddamn Milky Way, and it's great.
That is fantastic. Okay, this one I will say that we're mixing, which is C, the one with the Quaaludes, the little... These got to be little marshmallows.
You can absolutely, at least you can now see on the on camera the milky booger running down the front of my... Oh. Scooper.
So Candace says, never grabbing peppermint box, but will occasionally get Swiss Miss Original. If I want peppermint flavor, I add a candy cane to stir it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. You're a Christmas original.
Bad Bridgie loves the peppermint, but we always seem to go the classic chocolate. I think that's the route, really. The classic is the route.
Well, classic leaves the door open for anybody's journey, you know? I'm going to add a little bit more milk to each of these. I don't know.
Let me know if we need to put any booze in these in a minute. It's a little early, but...
It's a little early and a little Wednesday-ish, but I could probably do it.
Okay. I feel good, and by the looks of the amount of milk left, I think we nailed this.
I mean, that goes without saying. All right. Yeah, this feels good. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So A was, looking at these, is the darkest of the bunch. I also think A had the most powder in it. Would you agree?
Yeah. Powder by volume. Absolutely going A.
B is the next darkest, I think. And it had the least amount of powder, which is interesting that it kind of held its darkness, if you will.
Yes.
And then C is the one with the little pink...
Quaaludes
or marshmallows, or are they candies? They're probably, they wouldn't put something hard in here.
No, because they're floating too. And you know what else? What I'm noticing, are yours expanding and showing off some peppermint stripes? Because I feel like mine are showing off as white and red now.
Yeah, they are white and red. That is a really nice touch.
Wow.
Let me say this. I would never, I don't like peppermint in my hot chocolate.
At all.
No. Like this, I did for you.
For me.
Are you into this?
Not really.
Okay. Just the smell of this, this is not my bag.
I don't
all.
Even like mint chip ice cream.
Me either.
Chocolate okay. and mint, I'm fine with it. I would never go for it. You know what are really good, what I do like?
I've been asking myself that every day since I've met you.
Gave me little gifts until you find out. I really like, they're like Oreo cookie ice cream sandwiches at Trader Joe's, but they're mint chip.
Oh, interesting. You do like that?
I do, because it's also just one, and I do kind of see it as a palate cleanser. It's almost like having an Andes Mint or something. You'd appreciate that.
Oh, Andes Mints.
Uh-huh.
Another podcast, but relevant to this, and I'll get to it, and I'll connect it. Are Andes Mints the mints that you get at the end of the meal at Olive Garden?
I would say probably. I haven't been to an Olive Garden in a dog's age. It's probably been about 10 or, no, longer. 15 years since I've been to an Olive Garden.
Okay.
Should we go?
We'll see what's on the beverage front there for sure.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
I have a great Olive Garden story for when we do go.
I lost my train of thought. Hold
on. How is that possible?
Hold on. Damn. Oh, so at the Target checkout, the checkout lady was like, whoa, peppermint. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Love this stuff.
And she's like, I love it. And she's like, but you know what I really like to do is put one of those mints from Olive Garden into my hot cocoa.
See, this is where now the worlds are colliding here. Because that is, you're getting that creamy chocolatiness in there. She's not wrong.
Candace in the chat says, get extra seasonal and freeze some Cool Whip and cookie cutter it into snowflake shapes to put in your cocoa.
Heavens, a Murgatroyd. What? How are you doing that? You're rolling it out? How are you going to
know you could freeze your Cool Whip?
You can. My grandmother used to eat it as a dessert, as like a little diet kind of thing. She would eat it like ice cream. Freeze it and have a scoop. Yeah.
So how hard does it get, or does it get pretty soft pretty quick?
yeah, that's my grandma. She's dead, of course, but you could. There are ways. I think that it stayed pretty ice cream-like, but it was also light. It was, you know, the body of it was like a was still cool whippy.
All right, I love it.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with A.
Yep, let's do it. Right. Cheers. Happy Great. Holidays.
Happy holidays. Ooh, I don't know about that.
It smells very hot chocolate. Even the mint is subtle on the nose. Mm. Here's a problem.
Not a chunk. Mine's not. Yeah,
mine
chunky.
Is not here.
Why chunky. Is it chunky?
It's because we didn't add enough milk. But,
ooh, but it's rich, a problem. Though.
It's a problem with also having chunky milk. It did freak me the fuck out taking a sip of this
and feeling that
and feeling like this could be a piece of milk coming at me.
Guess what though? I don't think us doing a slightly lower proportion of milk than advertised, not a problem for this taste test at all. We're
no.
not. It's not changing anything.
No,
I don't
proportions
think.
Are
it's
right.
a little thicker.
It looks beautiful.
Still chunky though. This is gross. I mean, looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm gonna say two things that surprise myself.
You love it.
Savory, buttery.
I'm getting the buttery, almost like a peppermint brownie.
Yes, it is very thick. I'm nervous. I love that you're palate cleansing with a lemon drink. Are we? It makes me nervous that this boiled milk that may have thickened a bit has a buttery taste to it.
Oh,
we'll see if that tracks across Biv's.
Okay. My lips are getting a little numb. It's nice.
Yeah, the peppermint. It's right in there. I feel like we should just sip one of each of these, and I don't know. I'm kind of ready to. You're going to have another one, aren't
you? Have
you
moved on?
No, not yet. This is so thick. It looks like a melted milkshake.
When I just smell this, it could make me puke. Like, it's not.
Oh, it smells nice to me.
Mm-mm.
It smells like hot chocolate. Have you ever thrown up hot chocolate?
Okay, nothing wrong with this one as far as what we're doing.
I appreciate the mellow minty.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's go to B.
All right. Here we are. This one looks the cleanest, the thinnest of the bunch. If you asked me which of these was made with water, I'd probably pick this one, even though none of them are. Let me reiterate that. An important note.
All of these are made with burnt milk. That's all over my stove. Okay, number two looks much. This is what's interesting about number two, and I haven't even sipped it yet.
Mm.
It does look, the viscosity looks way smoother, which makes sense because it was maybe a third of the amount of powder, or would you say half the amount of powder as the other one?
Yeah, I mean, something in that zone, significantly less.
But you have to think, even if we did do the full amount of milk and all these, this would still be less viscous or more viscous.
It would be even less. Yeah, if there was more milk, right, it would just be even thinner. Yeah, this one doesn't have the the stained glass effect, the Hershey stain nature of A. This one tastes pretty good.
This one, my initial thought was like, oh, it's pretty good, but then I get the back of that peppermint. It's just not for me, but I think it's better than the one before, potentially.
Mm.
I don't know yet.
Yeah. You know what? The thing is...
Oh, it's nice. Peppermint. This is nice.
Peppermint also has such staying power. You know? It really gets in your... I was going to say gets in your hog. That's not the word I'm looking for. It really gets in there and it sticks around. Like it clings to your mouth like a film.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's... something to consider. It makes taste testing these a little difficult.
Are you? You have a sidecar.
You're right. I chose limoncello. I'm on team limoncello here. I'm representing.
I'm on team lemon. Okay, I'm
this
ready.
Is such a good beverage. Let's just pause and acknowledge the greatness.
I'm all right with that. I like my lemon better than limoncello.
They're both great.
All right, let's move on to the next one that has our little marshmallow friends in. I'm actually going to fish one of these out and have it.
I would love to have actual marshmallow friends.
Oh, the marshmallow. You need to take one out solo so you can really experience it.
Okay. Hmm.
Okay, this one is way more pepperminty.
Hmm. Yeah, the candies are kind of doing that. Don't you think?
Yeah, but it really tastes like a peppermint patty candy. Are they patties? The little circular things? These?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, just call it a peppermint. Yeah, the hard candies.
Like this, I'd get more of that candy taste.
Yeah, you're right. There's something about it that is...
Oh.
It's the syrupy tang of it. I don't know. How would you describe it?
Yeah. This is really interesting because this one to me is the sweetest.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I feel like if you had a whole cup of this, it would like give you a headache.
Bro.
Does that resonate for you at all?
Yes. Like the sugar.
It's too much, and it's also too processed, the sugar of it.
I think I might be pretty mad having a mug full of any of these. I'm not lactose intolerant, but I am super afraid of the farts. I feel like it's...
Are you burnt milk intolerant?
Maybe it's a temperature threshold. I never thought about that.
All right. I'm going to circle back so I can then make my guess.
Would you offer any of these to a guest?
If they like pepper. I'd be like, hey, do you want hot cocoa? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, do you want regular or do you want peppermint? Mm. And if they said peppermint, I'd give any of these to them.
This first one is it just too thick? What the fuck is happening with it?
Can add a little bit more milk to that first one.
Can I ask you about how you dosed these? How many of them came in individual packets?
All of them. And all of them said to mix with a cup of water.
Okay.
So we're not, it's not like, you know what I'm saying.
Right. This, you didn't accidentally pour like a double pack.
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
This is crazy because already 8 ounces, it's not a ton of milk. I'm not going to fill any of these mugs. These are fit for a double dose. I mean, it's truly like syrup coming off the spoon. Look at this.
God.
Got a diarrhea quality to the whole thing. I'm just letting...
What's interesting is it's not there. I'm still getting chunks. Like, it's not... You know,
that's good. You're on the way to recovery here.
Okay, I think I know how this all shakes out for me. I'm at the end of the road.
Whoa. A, with an additional stir, zing, really zapped me with the peppermint.
Yeah. Okay, let's rate your faves top to bottom.
Okay.
You go first.
Gosh. One more. Okay. It's B. It's A. It's C. That's it for me.
Yeah, same exact thing for me.
B is the most delicious. I feel like I can taste both elements. It's very hot chocolate forward.
Yeah.
And then just a zip of peppermint, just a little freshener.
It's not trying too hard.
That's right.
And it's achieving its goal really nicely. It's confident.
Yes.
But not flashy.
I like this. Is that not... Who doesn't want to hang out with that person?
Yeah. I want to hang out with that person. The other two have their time and place hanging out with them. The one with the Quaaludes, that is a fun, fun time. But the hangover is murder.
The hangover
like,
is
it
the
kills
worst.
You, right?
You're absolutely right.
And then A is kind of like... A is just like indulgent and like, let's stay in, watch a movie, but like really pig out.
Yes, it is. It has a pig out vibe to it because it does feel like somebody with a great idea just went a little too hog wild with both the chocolate and the peppermint in this. And you're like, good idea. Everybody's a little stoned and we all wanted a treat, but you kind of, maybe we
went too far.
You went too far. We might have rather had just a York peppermint patty and maybe some dry cereal to munch on. I don't know.
But you nailed it with the stony thing. A is stony.
Yeah.
A is a stoned idea.
Yeah. With someone without just like the judgment to properly measure the proportions.
Right. Or they think it's cool to like really go hard on it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, not... you're wrong. In the cold light of day, I'm afraid wrong. And now C is just a little, it's just not quality. I think that is ultimately the issue.
Now, do you want to hear some nutritional facts on these, or do you want to guess first and then have nutritional facts? Like, is the nutritional facts going to
how much are you sharing?
I think like calories and sugar.
You just hit me with both.
Okay, Swiss Miss peppermint has 160 calories,
mm-hmm.
and sugar it has 27 grams.
Okay.
Including 23 added grams in that. The Ghirardelli is also 160 calories.
All right.
And it has 30 grams of sugar.
Goink.
Of those, 27 grams are added. Interesting. And then we've got the Target Good & Gather. Oh, good God. It's 100 calories
mm-hmm.
and 23 grams of sugars, which includes 23 grams of added sugar. It's all added sugar.
I mean, that makes sense.
Okay.
I know what these are.
Okay. I want you to go because I probably have a little bit better idea because I set this up.
Okay. A is the Ghirardelli. I think they just, again, they went a little too large. And I also feel like they wouldn't commit to the science of dissolving cocoa solids. I think that they want this mucky mud in the mug. They think that is
chocolatey.
A mark of their classiness.
Okay.
They're just bad stoners, turns out.
All right. Interesting.
But it's got a rich chocolate taste. I can't go wrong with that. And I think that's probably their mark of success. And it does have a nice, sharp peppermint taste. I'm not mad at it. As I mentioned, it's my number two choice. I think that B is, this is our smooth winner. I think it is the Good & Gather. I think it's the Target one.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that Swiss Miss tasted the worst. It was like the most processed tasting. And I also imagine that's a big enough brand that they would go in on the mini marshmallow technology.
Yep. And to be honest, I think I'm going exactly with you.
Okay.
So A, you thought was Ghirardelli?
Yes, that's right.
All right, I'm going to take a peek. Indeed, you were right.
Oh my God. Wow.
Ghirardelli for A. B, you thought was Good & Gather?
That's right.
Let's check Good & Gather. What do you got there?
A B.
Oh, so CB Swiss Miss. Home run. It's a hat trick.
I have to say, even though we're here in person and you can see, we can all see the packaging.
Yeah.
This is a nice little, what would you call this? A red herring. The Good & Gather box has minty pieces and mini marshmallows floating around the top.
I don't know how cool that is that they do that.
I don't know if you'd want those pieces, you know, but it's a serving suggestion. One of my favorite, I would love to have an entire episode about like the images that they have to call serving suggestions. So people don't, like, companies don't get sued or get angry letters about how come there were not shards of peppermint candy in every bite.
Yeah.
But it was a nice misdirect as my eye was trying to avoid the packaging, but seeing, like, I was like, oh, I don't know, there's stuff on the Good & Gather box. Is it what's floating in my cocoa? No, just a serving suggestion.
An interesting thing about Good & Gather, and I have another idea, and maybe this will get your brain a-turning, and friends in the chat, maybe this will get your brains turning as well. The Good & Gather, the Target House brand, did well.
Yep.
What historically has not done well for us is Trader Joe's stuff.
That's correct.
Right?
Okay.
With a few exceptions. I don't know if you recall that we really liked the Trader Joe's organic milk. And I had it recently. It is a great milk.
That's the milk we buy at home. So that's good to know.
One.
Yeah, we just
it
get
that.
It is
a really good tasting milk.
With the old-timey farm scene on the front.
Exactly.
Oh.
I think another Trader Joe's thing that we thought was decent recently was... What was it? We did something recently and Trader Joe's did okay.
You're right. Shit.
But anyways, I would love to put Target and Trader Joe's head to head. And here's what I think. I know Good & Gather did great today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's giving me some of this confidence. But just in general, I think Good & Gather will destroy Trader Joe's. It's just a feeling I have.
I you might be right. You know, I think... It would come down to personal preference at that point. You know, I think there might be some things. Good & Gather is going to have more solid category entrants like today. It's going to have more clear winners.
I think, well, this is the other thing I think. I think if you were to go to Times Square and ask the public, what do you think? Like, let's just say you had a peppermint hot cocoa, mm-hmm. Good and Gather, and a peppermint hot cocoa Trader Joe's. Don't even know if they make one. But if you had both and you're like, which one do you think is going to be better?
Sure,
I think everyone's going to say Trader Joe's. I think everyone would pick Trader Joe's. But the reality is Target's out there, and I think they're serious when they're getting into their generics and they're doing the proper R&D. And I just don't think Trader Joe's gives a shit anymore about their R&D.
I think you're right. I also have a sneaking suspicion that Trader Joe's tweaks recipes over time to cut costs.
Really? There's some products, do you think, that have gone south?
Yes. And I can't think of what those are right now, but sometimes it occurs to me as I'm eating one that I'm like, this used to be better. You know what I mean?
Well, the other thing is, though,
Or is it our Pepsi effect?
It might be an emotional thing also, though. It's like, because Trader Joe's can get you with the novelty of some of their products, right?
100%.
And then once that novelty wears off, you come to reality, maybe.
You're right.
I wish Flipping I would have right. worn a beanie today. That would have been sick.
It would have been. You know, it's a great feeling.
What?
Wearing a beanie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different podcast. Speaking of which, did you guys enjoy last week's podcast?
Yeah.
I'm curious if anyone enjoys it.
Let us know. That was a fun one for us.
Yeah, so Candace in the chat said, wow, I feel like I haven't heard great reviews of Good and Gather items. Would love to see this. We'll figure out something that we can Good and Gather versus Trader Joe's soon. We got to get our feet on the ground in Target and Trader Joe's and see what makes sense. I'd love to do something like classic.
Yes. If anybody, honestly, I would like someone's worst Good and Gather find. If someone's been burned, I almost want to throw that in a shootout. Like if someone tried their Diet Cola and was like,
But I don't mm-hmm. think they would ever make a Diet Cola because they're smart.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you know what I'm saying. You're putting a lot of faith in the Target Corporation, but I feel like you could be right. I could see it happening.
I could
understand that reality. But I want to know, yeah, just whatever. Or if you have favorites or even things you'd like to try, but you're reluctant to because you're like, do I really want to spend the money on this?
Yeah.
Because I have a thing that I love already. So why would I even though I might save a couple of bucks here.
Now, are you sitting down for this,
inflation,
JoJo?
Inflation, what? I am.
The Good and Gather was the most expensive of the bunch in today's shootout.
What?
Yeah. That came in at about $6.50 for the box.
Dang.
The Swiss Miss box was $2.50.
Whoa.
The Ghirardelli, actually maybe the Ghirardelli was the most because these I think were like, these might have been $2 a pack. So actually this would probably be the most expensive.
Right. So that would come out to, because there are 8 packets in the Good and Gather and 6 in the Swiss Miss. So those don't even compare. It's fully less than half price to get your Swiss Miss on.
But Swiss Miss versus Good and Gather, isn't that interesting, the price discrepancy?
That's crazy. And the Ghirardelli one, that's pretty wild, though. The $2 a drink, if you wanted the equivalent of this little Pop-Tarts box of packets from Good and Gather, would cost you almost $20 after tax. It's 3 times as expensive.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Holy shit.
Like, not worth it. I wouldn't pay, you know. At that point, go to a restaurant.
Punisher Jess says, love last week's pod. Thanks so much, Jess. That was fun for us. If y'all missed that one, we did that's a whole other podcast, where for once and maybe the last time, but we'll probably do it again, maybe a year from now or something like that. We talked about everything but beverages and sometimes hot sauce. It was fun.
We did. Threw some quizzes in there, all of it. A lot of great voicemails.
Yes.
At 909-295-CAFE.
We're a little far from the computer today, so that's why we're not pulling up comments and doing all the fancy stuff. But that doesn't matter when you got JoJo that knows the number.
I hope it's right. You can definitely make sure you check out our bios and our socials. That'll take you right there.
Let's get to business because we have a lot of fun business. Number one, should we move here? Wait, should we put all this stuff on the tray? Maybe.
Great idea.
Because we might need room, huh? Okay. Couple just random updates while we're clearing the tray here. I saw a Hot Ones variety pack at Target. Like they are blowing the fuck up.
I got a Hot Ones burger or no chicken sandwich at Shake Shack.
I got that as well. Didn't like it.
I wasn't crazy about it, but I thought it did the trick.
Hot ones. When we had our boy Michael on the show, who we was so gracious to bring all that hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
I fell in love with the garlic.
Oh my god!
Classic garlic Fresno.
Yes.
I ordered two bottles. I've already gone through one full bottle, and am on to the second bottle. That's how fast I've gone through it.
What's the best thing you've had it on?
I don't know. I've put it on everything. I really like it on eggs. Carne asada fries was pretty good.
Were you making carne asada fries? You ordered them?
No, I ordered them.
Dang.
But it is just such a good hot sauce. Elizabeth loves it. Really good.
Oh, my God. It's a family affair. That's beautiful.
All right. I think we should move this.
You need to strike it. You're right. I
can strike it.
You want me to?
Okay. No, let me strike it, because you have maybe, as I strike this, you can maybe pull in the other thing.
Okay.
Or one of the, you can start unpacking, right?
I could. Yep. All right. So I'll move this drink also. Oh boy. So, should I even set it up, or I'll just unpack it. You guys can watch and listen to me unpack a box. I've already cut open the tape on top, so no need to worry there. But inside, we've got a gigantic piece of styrofoam along with some plastic corners.
Jeez Louise. Holy
instruction
shit.
Manual. Out.
So wait, this is a real product?
That I'm taking out of this box? This appears to be very real. I didn't set it up at all.
I don't know. Do we need to unwrap the whole thing, or is this really the best prize of all time?
I think it's the best prize of all time. What we're talking about here and what's in this big, gigantic box, I will leave it packed up. Why do we need to unwrap this and then repack it if we're going to give it away?
Like, the thing was, like, we didn't know if it was real, but now...
This looks real as fuck.
Looks real as fuck.
I kind of want to show off the, like, it's got the styrofoam insert around it, but then it has these heavy plastic corner pieces put over the styrofoam to keep the shape of the box. This, what we're talking about is the Ice Walks ice maker. This was the fraudulent one that Roro received. And then you got ghosted on by the returns department.
And I sent another email that was like, hey, I've asked them twice for the return ticket.
Yeah.
They've refunded my money already. I was like, hey, let me know, or I'm going to just donate this. The whole thing did seem a little shady, that I am worried that, like, something's bad going to happen once I get rid of this ice maker, but I think we're past.
I think we are. And I don't think anybody has anything to worry about. I would use the shit out of this thing.
Do you want to get in on the contest?
That's interesting. I wouldn't then be able to vote on the winner.
No, you wouldn't.
Wait, but you're in the contest. As a rapper.
I thought, I don't know if I'm entering the contest.
Oh, I see. I will do a rap. I'll do it, I guess, next week. I'm not quite ready.
Okay.
I still haven't written it.
For those of you, if this makes no sense at all, we have a rap contest going. We made a beat only made out of duck sounds and beverage sounds. It's fucking fire. You can find that beat on all of our socials. If you go to the Linktree link on our socials, that'll take it to you. And it's also in our Discord. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, there's a special channel in Discord just for beats. But yeah, you can email it to us or whatever, but the point is you can download and grab that beat so you can practice at home. I think you should record as a voice memo or whatever,
and you don't have to worry about the quality of the recording. No. We're looking for the guts of the recording, the content, the lyrics.
Absolutely.
So you could,
this is old school,
you could record it if you have a computer, do it on computer. If you just want to have your phone playing the beat and you're singing it into our voicemail, don't overthink how you're recording it and then getting it to us. Just
get it.
Because the winner is getting, it looks like they're getting this Ice Walks.
That's right. This is an ice maker, a countertop ice maker. And now, I said this before, when you ordered this product, I've had this happen to me. with an ice cream maker that I got. A similar, well, it was a gift, but there, and also with a countertop dishwasher that we have, that basically there's a lot of products that are mimics of other products, the ripoffs of other products. Mm-hmm. But they're basically, because there's like factories in China that will basically make these as almost like white label products. So you can find the same exact thing with 16 different names.
Okay.
It happens a lot with these small appliances. And they all are ultimately the same technology. So it shouldn't be, it should at least work.
Well, will here,
it? Yes.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. I mentioned this on the show. I could not find anything about this on the internet. And on the manual, it says... Visit, what does it say on there? Icewalks.com.
That's right.
How the hell that wouldn't come up in Google? I'm going there right now. Let's see what's at Icewalks.com. Icewalks.com. This connection is not private.
Oh, boy.
This website may be impersonating to steal your personal financial information. You should close this page.
Now, here's the thing.
Wait, but come on. That's crazy. That would happen for icewalks.com.
That's how they're financing the construction and manufacture of Icewalks material. And they're really hoping you're going to go to this website so that even though they gave you an ice cream maker or an ice machine, they can steal your identity. You know, that's a free,
now
fair
I'm like,
exchange.
Does it work?
I still say yes. But here's the thing. You ordered a Pebble ice machine. Is that right?
Correct. Looks this, very similar to this one.
I don't think this makes Pebble ice.
Okay. What do you think it makes?
What I'm seeing as I flip through the Icewalks manual.
Okay, wait. Can we sit just for a minute that when we went to Icewalks.com, Apple was like, do not go to the site. That it could be trying to steal your financial information.
And that even like Google was like, no. We're not even going to toss this into the results.
Like, how is that possible? And like, is now I kind of want to do see this thing because... What if it's like totally bogus, like there's no guts in it?
You're not selling this contest very well right now.
That's true.
Whose side are you on?
You guys should all send us your wraps because then you can take on this fucking enormous paperweight that's going to cost us $100 to send to you.
But you know what's going to be fun about it is you might find out that it is spying on you for a foreign government.
Yes.
And that could be pretty cool.
Do you think anyone's going to accept the ice? Does you think anyone likes the Icewalks that wants it? It's real. It's a real ice maker.
You think?
There just seems to be a lot of caveats.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think there's drugs inside of it?
This is a pretty purposeful manual that came with it. I feel like this would, even though this seems like a pretty easy thing to whip up in Photoshop, and then you get some glossy paper. And one of those staplers that can staple things on the top. I feel like this is too many instructions and warnings and an FAQ, a little troubleshooting section, even includes a section on environmental friendly disposal.
What does it say to do for that?
And it includes a limited warranty. But of course, to make a warranty claim, you will have to visit Icewalks.com.
I bet you do have to go to Icewalks.com.
Have you tried emailing support at Icewalks.com?
I haven't. Should I try going to Icewalks.com on a private browser?
Shit, I don't know. Is that safe?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're on TikTok. Icewalks Club.
Wait, are they on TikTok?
And it says they're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube at Icewalks Club.
Okay, wait, let's go to Icewalks Club.
All right.
On Instagram. Icewalks Club?
Mm-hmm.
Icewalks Club like this?
That's it.
All right, let's go. They are indeed not on as Icewalks Club.
Liars.
Let's go to TikTok. Dude, there is something up with this fucking thing. I wasn't wrong.
Can
and
I
it's
read
also
this?
Weird that like they never... I'm amazed that I got my money back.
Yes.
And I definitely did. I'm blown away that they weren't like, they said they were sending me the return receipt. Then this thing happens with Icewalks.com. Then Icewalks Club doesn't even exist. If they're not on TikTok, which we're going to find out right now. Where do you search on TikTok? Here we go.
Here we are. Still getting Halloween content on
Ice
there,
Icebox
huh?
Club. That's it?
That's it.
Okay, Icebox Club. Ah, okay, at least we have something here.
Oh, Icebox shit, is that Club a duck I see?
Has zero followers and is following zero people.
Okay. Any posts?
No posts.
But it is the logo we're familiar with. Can I read you the last paragraph of the...
Please.
Welcome to visit our website and purchase our quality products. Since Icewalks has grown to become a leading distributor of equipment and supplies to the North American food service industry. Period. Our success over these many years can be attributed to our commitment to strengthen and develop new and existing relationships with our valued customers and manufacturers. Who wouldn't trust that? It weighs 24 pounds.
There's an Icewalks Club YouTube channel, no subscribers, no videos. What's the dates in there? Are there any like dates? You know what I'm saying? Copyright, manufactured dates, anything like that?
Well, I'm not seeing that.
This is just blowing my mind. But
I'm going to say,
if you want to get in on
shit works
on Dang Dangerous says, I was going to ask, are they not consumer facing, so don't care about any social media stuff? Yes, but why even have it? Something's weird about this, and we need y'all to get to the bottom of it. And to do that, you just have to send in a rap over this fire beat, and this could all be yours.
We will pay to ship this to you out of the goodness of our hearts.
Only intercontinental, right?
That's a great point.
In the USA.
Domestic only. Otherwise, it's pickup only. We will ship it to you, a port of call in the United States of your choosing, and you'll have to pick it up at the port.
We could do just local pickup. And by local pickup, I mean...
the Los Angeles area?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we'll do... we'll send this to you. You just got to send in the wraps. Right now, we have received some wraps, but we will say the odds are looking good.
Yeah, if you enter this contest, you have...
It ain't the Powerball that just went down.
That's right. Yeah, right. The prize, some say, is better. So definitely enter. And it's all right. Look, if you're nervous, this might be... The only time I've ever rapped was at a funeral, and I'm still going to do this, okay? So we got to, I want you to follow along and do one. Just try one.
Let me paint another picture.
Okay.
Imagine you're one of our listeners right now, okay? Oh,
the best.
And you're
I love my life.
You're thinking,
mm-hmm.
Would I do this? Like, I don't know how to rap. That's ridiculous. But, like, they are saying my chances are pretty good. And, like, I'm not going to win. But, like, what if I did? But, like, I need an ice maker? No, I probably don't. But then you're like, but you know what? I'm going to do it.
You do it.
You win.
Like this? Oh, yes, I'm a winner. It feels good to win. I'll say that as the winner just now.
Then an ice maker shows up at your house.
Oh, Icewalks. I've heard of this brand.
It becomes a talking point. First, you got to tell your partner that's like, why did you buy this? Oh, I didn't. I won it in a contest. What contest? It was a rap contest. A rap contest? And then, and then your partner's going to be like, play it for me, and then you're going to play it for them, and then they're going to see you in a new light. Like, they're going to see you in a way they have never seen you before.
They're going to be like, babe, that's amazing.
Like,
I'm really proud of you.
I'm really proud of you. Exactly. Yeah. Then you're having a get together, and everyone's going to ask about this ice because it's so good. And
coming in here with all this ice? We have so many cold drinks, and I would have ran out of my house hours ago.
And then Cheryl is like, he won it doing a rap contest. Honey, do your rap for them. Do your rap for them.
And you'll be shy about it.
You'll be a little shy, but you'll do it. And then what? All those coworkers that you had over for this party, see you away.
Oh, my God. Well, you'll go back to the office on Monday, and all your coworkers are going to be like, they'll have some cool nickname for you that's ice related, and that's going to be fire.
Yeah.
And then you're going
MC to, Blue Balls or something like that.
Ooh, that's a good one. And if once they're going to ask you to MC the office holiday party.
Oh, my God.
You're going to start blowing people away there.
Mm.
You're going to be a dynamo in the bedroom back home. That's that goes without saying.
Shit.
That new swagger you have, the new that je ne sais quoi that
My
comes
ice
with
king
or queen
or queen
or monarch of any kind.
Oh God.
Just yeah, they're going to it's going to be great. You're going to have the time of your life. Now, I don't see any other reason why you would possibly not do this at this point.
At this point, if you've made it, if you're listening to this right now and you don't send in a rap,
pause it right here.
Just do it. That's all we're saying. I know this has been a roller coaster of a ride with this thing and that yes, they're going to take your money and be extort
just
you.
Just your identity. It's not all your money.
Yeah.
Like, you got cash.
There is a bit of flying too close on the sun with just getting near this ice maker, but I've turned a corner. This sounds like the best thing you could do for your life.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to one-up this. Because by the way, you're going to get the Tito's tumbler as well,
yep.
right? This
Love
is all
going to
be
tumbler.
One package.
Yep, yep.
You're going to be able to fill that thing with ice.
How are you going to sweeten the deal?
Third thing. This is going to come autographed to you. The instruction manual for the Ice Walks ice maker. We're going to sign this bad, Larry. Okay?
Ice Walks, if you're listening, which we're pretty confident you are listening.
Go fuck yourself. Even though you're unplugged, we certainly know you are listening to us now.
All right. What else? What other business do we got going on over
boy,
here?
Oh, boy. We've got some listener mail.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about emails.
Do I have a open beverage right there?
Yeah, I certainly
right.
do. Okay. That's why I have to keep the paper towel roll in front of me. It's there as a bulwark against the evils of spilling beverages. Okay, shout out to Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Longtime listener.
Shout out.
Sent in a package. And if you want to send in a package, you just got to hit us up on the side and we'll send you the address. It's also on the Discord. We're just not saying it out loud or putting it on socials. So don't get weird junk mail.
Excuse me.
Ooh. I have no idea what's in here.
Thank you. What do we got happening
We love
here?
Tiny gifts. If you listened last week, you know we love small gifts as signs of affection.
What's happening?
We love compliments even more, so
what
leave
is
us
happening?
A five-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Oh, my goodness.
Show me, goddammit.
This is...
Whoa.
Wood foldable tabletop set of wood pong game. This is... Am I wrong that this is like hard liquor... beer pong?
Open it up now. We got the
do
table
you know,
right here.
Do you know? Does Gary know? Do listeners even know how much we love lawn games and little dumb games like this?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, there's a note. There's a note. There's a note.
It's from Ice Walks. Oh, wait a second. It's a... Hey, Roro and JoJo, I won this in a raffle. Shout out to re-gifting. We're in the
shout
flow.
Shout out to winning.
Wow. Gary, you're a winner. You should be a winner two times and submit a rap for a Rap Beats contest. I won this in a raffle, but it's been sitting in my apartment collecting dust. I thought y'all would have more fun with it than I have. Maybe live stream a game with it?
You
Gary, we
know
are
it,
way
Gary.
Fucking ahead of you,
you
on
absolutely
that.
Absolutely know it.
Oh, my God. Okay, great. It's got little... Scott, I think that's probably little cups in a bag there.
Okay, let's see.
Oh my God, it comes with a little flinger dongle thing. It goes like this. You put the ball on the little divot. You put this in here, and then you can circle this around, and I'm going to go, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Listen, this, I mean, clearly
fucking yes.
a boozy game, if you will. But,
dude,
what is that?
The balls come on strings. Wait a second.
How is that?
I don't know. I'm a little confused.
I'm setting up the shot glasses for those who are curious. It's each side has a pyramid of shot glasses. What do you got? 4, 7, 10. Is that right?
So this is more than a beer pong.
Yeah, this is, but this looks,
geez, Louise, would you do this with booze?
How do you do this? And there's some extra cups. That's nice. Do these lock in or anything, or do they just kind of...
Oh, that's interesting.
Weird. Oh, maybe you hold on to the bottom or something. Yeah,
that would make sense.
Actually, I don't think that's right.
You're actually not allowed. It's a one hand. I don't know if there's instructions. You want to peek in
yeah,
and see
yeah,
if there's
yeah.
instructions? Oh, God, this hot milk is wreaking havoc with my guts.
Beautifully right. poured, folds easy for the go. Foldable, 25 cups, 2 balls in storage. The ball definitely, I see the string on here.
And look, because this has, it has like a little metal weight, like a penny-sized thing that the string is running through. That must be about, oh, look, if you look on this side, it looks like you kind of fold it in there or something.
Yeah.
Like this goes underneath, perhaps.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And then this goes.
Oh, wait, there's a spot for it. Yeah, there's a spot for it.
Wait. Oh, and do we maybe string it along? I hope this is.
No, here. You have to get it.
Let's just look. Let's just tip it. We're going to look.
I know how you would do it.
Okay.
You would go. Here, wait, let's get this even, Steven, first.
Oh, this is smart. Yeah, because okay, then
crack
everybody's
it open,
got.
And I'll put it through.
Oh, yes. Okay. See?
And then I'll line it up. Now go down. Okay.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, great.
And I don't know why. I guess it's just so you're never losing the ball.
And so it's even. Yeah, it's not going in the
But I don't want to go
dump.
In my own thing.
No, because then you got to drink that one.
Okay, go for it.
Oh!
First shot.
The weight of the wooden ball really kept it on there. I didn't have to
hold
it down.
Oh, wait, then you can take each other's balls.
That's right, as we always do.
Oh!
Take my balls! All right, we did it.
And let me take your ball.
Okay.
Into this again.
We're going to do this. First.
Hey! This does seem crazy that these would be shot glasses.
Yeah.
And I mean, also, it does seem like you get a lot of splashage with this. But fuck yeah, man. Gary, thank you so much. We will definitely.
This is coming to the holiday party. This will be at the Buzzball Bash. Oh, we're going to have to figure that out soon. It's November.
Oh, yeah, we are.
For those who don't know, the Buzzball Bash will be some kind of spectacular where we'll be drinking a Christmas tree decorated entirely with Buzzballs.
Yeah, I'm thinking like some sort of maybe Buzzball Secret Santa thing.
That's a great idea.
I realize, okay. And I apologize if you're watching the stream, which the stream has been great, but I haven't really been making eye contact with the camera because I've been looking at you.
I've been looking
or
at
down
you
here.
Or down here.
I feel like you've been doing a really great job.
You think so?
Coming back to camera.
Been
but anyways, mug. Anyways, fuck man, what a fun daytime
Gary,
record.
This was such a treat of a gift. By the way, if you're sending us mail, it doesn't have to be just delightful gifts that you're as you're cleaning out your apartment that you decide to send us. You know, if you have a regional beverage you want us to try,
yeah,
that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're here for that. Look at this thing. So fucking cool.
This is
okay,
really
great.
Great.
Wow. I mean, is that really everything? That's the whole dang show?
I think that's the whole
Wait
dang
a second.
Show.
Wait.
Talk to me.
What about our favorite part of the show?
Oh my God. Are you ready?
Brian's question.
When we started the show, my brother-in-law gave us 100 questions to answer. We answered those, and then he sent us 100 more. This is of round 2 of Brian's questions, number
31.
Holy shit.
Are any of the coffee alternatives viable, or are they all disgusting?
Love this question. I am going to say they're all disgusting, and I'm going to tell you something else.
Ooh.
We, early on in our streaming days, I made you go down a wormhole with one of our guests, the mud coffee, or the mud water, I
yes.
think it's called. And how ridiculous their social media game is. Well,
that's
they have
right.
upped the ante. I'm seeing them everywhere. We just need to try it.
You got to try mud and a chagachino.
Chagachino?
And a chagachino.
Chagachino.
You can get them a lot of coffee shops, and it's mushroom-based
really?
Coffee
oh,
situation.
Oh, yeah.
We did mushroom coffee and dandelion coffee alternatives with
Gross.
Our friend Adam Goldman back in the day. But the game has certainly changed. I think we could do – we'll do that for sure on the show. We need the 2022 class of coffee alternatives. Are any of them viable? I'll tell you what. I know someone who's addicted to the Chagachino.
Really?
Yes. But here's the issue. It's like $8. It's not a viable daily driver.
But you saying that, though, there's a lot of people that get like an $8 cup of coffee every day. They're insane.
I know, but I'm just saying that
you
right there.
You think home Chagachino's $8 a cup?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure what the I don't know what the home thing is. Oh, and I did get a guy in Maine who sent us some chaga tea, mushroom stuff. And we should do mushroom tea sometime. Mm. But $8 a cup for a cup of coffee, you're going to tip on that. There's probably tax or whatever. So let's just call it $10.
Okay. So, you and your tax today.
I'm just telling you, I'm obsessed with taxes and the tax system. Follow me, Tax Boy, on Instagram. If you want to do that, you're talking about $4,000 in coffee a year.
That is crazy when you do that like that.
Woo! Bored just thinking about it. Well, Brian, we don't know.
I think I do know, and you're I don't think there are no viable. But we do need to try Mudwater.
We do.
And any competitors out there, Mudwater.
Look, climate change is going to force us to make alternative decisions at some point in time, so we might as well start now.
Maybe. And listeners, let us know if you've had Mudwater. I'm just curious about that, but we'll get that on the book soon. But again, it's probably...
Yeah, if you've had it at a Proud Boy rally or wherever they drink it.
Anything else? I think that's all I got this week.
Leave us more voicemails. We love them. We love to see them. Beverage questions. We may revisit some classic voicemails, aka voicemails we didn't listen to over the years at some point in a future episode. But if you want to leave us one, that number again is 909-295-CAFE.
All right, gang, thank you so much for joining us on this special afternoon edition of T-Bash Live. And podcast listeners, we love you too. Mm. And hope everybody gets in on this contest. It is becoming larger than life, larger than anything I could have ever imagined, and yes, surely to change someone's life.
Absolutely. Bigger than a bread box.
And in the making for so long.
I can't believe
it. Do you know what I mean?
And that's it. If you want to be part of history,
yes,
you're going to join this competition. Right, this is the kumite of rap battles.
Yes.
Okay.
And on that note,
go fuck yourself.
Now I have to stand up,
walk over
there to turn the stream off.
Okay. I'm coming. I'm getting there.